The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and in our Bismarck studio, root seller Sue Balcom, because it's time for Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
You want to talk about healthy breakfasts. Get the day off on the right foot.
Right, because as we all know, it's January, and we all probably indulged a little bit in December with all our Christmas parties. And so naturally, it's starting to get light. Like, I can already see an extra hour of daylight. People are starting to wake up and think, oh, good, what can I do today? Well, you can start your day off with some healthy breakfast, because breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
And I wake up hungry.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I also go to bed hungry and spend most of my day hungry. And I eat all the time.
That's why we're always talking about food. It's the next best thing to eat all day long, right?
It's true. But it can be hard to want to have a healthy breakfast sometimes. Because when you just need to eat, like, immediately when you wake up.
I know, right? So what do you grab? You grab something like a donut or a bagel on your way to work, when a little pre-planning will go a long way. Like, I've discovered overnight oats, or muesli, which is a Swedish oatmeal. They don't cook their oatmeal.
Right.
They soak their oatmeal in things like honey and yogurt. They add cinnamon, vanilla. You can add other kinds of seeds. But what you want to do is you want to get your little canning jar out, a pint canning jar, or if you're like me, maybe a half a quart canning jar would work. I mean, a quart jar, half full or full. Anyway, I love oatmeal. My husband was in the service, and he hates oatmeal. I said, that's because you've never had real oatmeal.
Oh, yeah. Got to get the good steel-cut ones.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And if you don't want all that grit, then definitely at least use half and half. Half rolled oats, never instant. We never use instant oatmeal at our house. But rolled oats and then the steel cut, which you can get in bulk at most grocery stores nowadays. But, you know, you put your 3/4 cup of oats in there, add a couple tablespoons of flax seeds, put a teaspoon of honey in there, maybe some vanilla, absolutely cinnamon, because as you know, honey and cinnamon are two things that are very, very good for you. And then fill it up with milk and let it sit overnight in the refrigerator. And then on your way out the door, grab it and go. And it's wonderful, and it's hearty, stick-to-your-ribs kind of food. If you want to heat it up, you can do that too. You can microwave it when you get to work and eat it warm. But I love it cold myself.
Does it matter much if you're using all steel-cut oats? Do you need to increase your liquid or time or anything?
The overnight thing will work with the oats no matter what, but you may want to add a little more liquid. You know, it depends on how you like your oatmeal. You could actually just use water if you have this lactose intolerance, or if you just plain old don't like milk. Orange juice would work, but you'd want to experiment a little bit. I like mine pretty thick, whereas somebody else might like them runny. My boss eats his oatmeal with ice cream and maple syrup in the morning.
Ice cream, huh?
Yeah. He said it melts into the oatmeal and it gets just wonderfully creamy. So there you go.
I think he eats ice cream with a little oatmeal, not the other way around there.
Maybe. You can always add berries. You know, I buy all kinds of berries in season during the summer and freeze them for use in the wintertime. So you can add, like, on your way out the door, if you want to add a handful of frozen blueberries or strawberries or bananas to the top of your oatmeal. Mm-hmm. By the time you get to work, if you put it, do you remember those radiator meals or? Remember that back in the day?
Wrapped it in tinfoil?
Yeah, and you put it on your manifold, and it would be cooked by the time you were ready for lunch.
We called those tinfoil dinners, and actually, as a Boy Scout, you put it on the campfire embers, but I suppose you could put it on the manifold of the car if you seal it really well.
Right. So by the time you get to work, you could have hot oatmeal if that's what you want. So I wouldn't recommend doing that because fumes, you know.
You might have to chip it off the engine block. Yeah. But what if you aren't running out the door and you do like something hot in the morning?
Actually, I have done a lot of research on the difference between women's metabolism and men's. And one of the things they really recommend for women is to actually eat eggs in the morning. So breakfast tacos, which, like you said, if you have a few minutes, you can cook a couple eggs with a little bit of whatever you had left over from dinner last night. Let's say you have some chicken breast left over, or you have some sausage left over, turkey or wishake or otherwise. Get that. Get your ingredients in the pan, like turkey, a little bit of onion, a little bit of green pepper if you want. You can pour your eggs over that. Just beat them up with a little bit of water. Pour that over there. Add some cheese, some chopped avocado. Roll it up in a tortilla. Put it in your tin foil or wax paper recyclable wrap. And take that to work with you. They're good at room temperature. If you really, 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 really have a lot of time, or you think about this the night before, you could cook up some bacon and throw some bacon in there, because we all love bacon.
Yes, we do.
But eggs are really good for you. If you have the chance to try a farm egg, I would recommend that, because they really have lots of wonderful flavor.
One of my favorite things to add to a breakfast taco, too, is refried beans, or sometimes I'll just even get like that seven-layer chip dip, and then just put all seven layers.
I've never tried that.
Oh, it's a really cheap.
You should try ice cream with oatmeal.
But, you know, speaking of, you know, south of the border, omelets are a wonderful thing, too. You know, green onions and spicy meat and mushrooms and chilies and chopped tomatoes and all that kind of good stuff in an omelet, which you can make with or without the yolks. You know, there are some people that prefer egg white omelets. We like the real deal at our house. And, of course, making omelets is so easy. I think it's actually one of the first things that they teach students now in home ec is how to make an omelet, which is simply butter up a cast iron pan if you got it, and whoop up some eggs, and you can add whatever you want. Like I said, if you're using things like, if you have, let's say you had chili for dinner the night before, oh my gosh, cook those eggs, throw some chili and cheese in there, and roll it up, and you have like a fabulous omelet. And breakfast, you should never think of breakfast as pancakes, eggs, toast, waffles. Breakfast can be anything you want to eat.
I think sometimes people, when they're making omelets, are a little intimidated by, they want to make it the perfect omelet. They don't flip it just right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Just mix it up there.
Just
get
it
all. Get it in there. Get it hot. Eat it.
Eat scrambled eggs, guys.
That's exactly right. We're not winning any contests here, and we don't have Hell's Kitchen looking over our shoulders. So just make it look as fluffy or as crazy as you want.
Well, we got about a minute left, and smoothies are another great option here for just throw stuff in a blender and make it good, and a great way to sneak in some breakfast greens. Put the spinach, put the kale.
Absolutely, and I have a bullet. I think most of us get things like that for Christmas, a NutriBullet. And I'll tell you what, in the summertime in particular, every day. So I learned this little trick just recently that I'll share with you. Smoothies can be made out of just about anything. I freeze all my brown bananas so that I can use them in smoothies. But you can do this the night before. You take all of your ingredients and put them actually, you could take a weekend and do like 14 little smoothie packages where you take your frozen banana cut in chunks. You put your frozen blueberries in there. If you take your Greek yogurt and freeze it in an ice cube tray, you can add 2 or 3 cubes of frozen yogurt. Honey, whatever else you want in there, and seal that up, put it in your freezer, and then in the morning you just take a half a cup to 1 cup of milk, dump that in. I don't use ice cubes because all this stuff is frozen. Blend it up, and away we go with your recyclable stainless steel straw on your way to work.
Oh, bon appetit. We check in with root cellar Sue Belcom every week to talk about Main Street Eats, and Sue, if people want to contact you or follow you, how do they do that?
You can visit my website at therootcellars.com. You will find all kinds of recipes and a connection to the blog Main Street Eats.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.